In Robert's first line, he says, what's the difference? Now here he's asking what the difference is between two kinds of ginseng. But there's also a second meaning to this phrase, what's the difference?
And it depends on how you say it. For example, if James tells me, hey, we can take the test a day later. For example, we're having an English test, and you ask the teacher if we can have a postponement on when the test day is. And you tell me, and you're all excited, but I don't think it's going to make any difference, because I don't think I'm going to get a good grade anyway. So I can say, what's the difference? We take the test on Thursday, we take the test on Friday, it's one more day. What's the difference?
So it's usually asked in a, or said in a negative manner.
Right, and what you mean is, there is no difference. Mei chai la.
For example, when I buy food, to me it all seems about the same. An orange is an orange, an apple is an apple. And so my wife always says, you should buy this kind of apple or this kind of orange. But I always say, what's the difference? They're all fruit. They're all the same.
What you mean actually is, to you, there is no difference. Now let's look at Yolanda's last line. She says, we don't sell by the pound here. When we talk about how we sell things, we use by. For example, we sell by the ounce. That means we sell in 1 ounce weights, 1 ounce packages.